The formidable lineup of Vladimir Ashkenazy and Andrei Previn playing what always sounds to me like Rachmaninoff's version of The Forest Murmurs, the second movement from his first suite for two pianos, composed when he was in his 20s. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's a quarter to midnight, time for World on 3, which was recorded at last weekend's WOMAD World Music Festival. It's introduced by Mary Ann Kennedy and Lopa Katari.
Every conversation in Britain starts with the weather. So here it is. Mary Ann?
Friday, blisteringly hot.
Saturday? Too good to last.
Saturday night, very soggy. Borneo Rainforest or Charlton Park Arboretum.
Sunday, bring it on. This festival can take on anything.
So, the weather was a weekend of absolute contrasts, and the festival roster likewise, really. There were the big headliners, but balancing that at WOMAD this year was a huge number of up-and-coming acts and brand new discoveries for British audiences.
Yes, you actually had to put a bit of effort into it this year, kind of figure out what sort of music you like the sound of, what were some of the interesting stories worth punting on. But it did pay dividends. The risks turned into real fines.
And of course, not that the big names weren't there, absolutely they were, and mighty fine too. Rokia Traore, Lee Scratch Perry, Gilberto Gil, and the big Friday night name was the man who's claimed the throne of Afrobeat from his father, Fela, as his rightful legacy. This is Shaun Cootey.
We'll be right back. run, 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 when you send our men and women to war, to die and kill for what you believe in. Me, I want to see a brighter day when the children playing laughing. I want to see a happy face with the nation growing, thriving. You want to make the things they had for the people and you try to hide away. But mom, I see a dark part, okay, oh. You see, this is not African jazz music. It's not traditional music. It's not African soul. Nuh-uh. Original African music. Original African music. I'm
Sheun Kuti, a relentless critic of the troubled politics that still plague the African continent, in many ways no longer living under the shadow of his father, but I think rightfully wearing the mantle that he inherited from Fela. Now, Sheun speaks often of worrying about the world in which he's bringing up his kids, and a guy who's very much like him in bringing politics into his music is Brazil's DJ Tudo, aka Alfredo Belo. I don't know whether to describe him as a musical Dr. Livingston, an intrepid explorer seeking out the music and languages of the many different peoples of Brazil, or an MC Hammer, a bit of a trendsetter, because this music definitely attracts the ears of a younger generation, but it also provides the musical score to his libretto of concerns about the injustices faced by the indigenous people of Brazil. Drum, bass, and politics is still a powerful combination.
Brazilian musical adventurer and activist DJ Turo playing the Radio 3 stage on the Saturday of Woman 2013 with his band Sua Gente de Todo Lugar, people from all places. The Arboretum by that point, I should say, was absolutely sodden wet and the rain was chucking it down, but as you can hear from the audience reaction, it wasn't stopping them from having a seriously good time. The Portuguese connections were also represented this year by Fado, of course, but this time by a new star in the ascendancy. There's something in the performance of Carminho that makes a true link back to the queen of the genre, Amália Rodrigues. There's no shortage of character as a singer or as a person, but ultimately this powerful voice and captivating performer serves the songs that speak of the streets and urban lives and loves of Portugal's cities.
Uma nuvem de incerteza paira em mim, de quando em quando, cada gota lembra um ai, arrimar com a tristeza dos versos que vou cantando. Cada gota Johnny Gay Salva, chamava-lhe mal, a rosa com seu charme cor do mal. A rosa que abrisse na sua roseira não tinha maneira daquela morena, ligeira, brejeira, formosa, pareceu uma pena pequena. Essa rosa.
Carminho in truly arresting form. She blew the Siam tent audience away on the Saturday afternoon, just before the rains came.
Well, if Carminho sings of love and loss with passion, then that passion kind of informs the music of the Grand Reverend Peyton. He sings with a devil in his belly and a fire in his heart.
Well, Lopa, you've had the pleasure of meeting the Rev a couple of times, and you said we could look forward to something else entirely on stage. But I don't think, even having heard about the ammo rounds on his backstage rider, that I was quite prepared for the musical hurricane that assailed us on the Radio 3 stage.
Well, the Reverend Peyton was joined by his Big Damn Band, which is in fact his whole fam damily, to take the title of one of their albums. There's the wife Breezy on washboard and cousin Ben on drums and bucket. This is simple country folk music from straightforward country folks. No gizmos or trickery, as the Rev was at pains to point out to the audience. All this thunder and lightning that you're going to hear comes straight from the heart and the soul of rural Indiana.
Hit it, man! We'll be right back. is everybody praying, everybody praying, everybody praying.
My old man drunk again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, I know it's raining and we ain't got much time, so I'll try to be quick. I want to show off on this guitar a little bit. That's okay. I drug it 4,000 miles, I might as well. And in so doing, too, I'm able to tell you a little bit about how we play. You see, the way that I pick the guitar is an old, old American style of picking. It's country blues, fingerstyle country blues way of picking. And a lot of people do this, they fake it. They fake it with loop pedals. They fake it with octave pedals. They even do terrible things like playing along with laptop computers. That's right. Boo is correct. That's the correct response right there. This is human hands playing real instruments made out of wood and steel. That's all it is. Plugged into speakers. That's it. There's no weird effects or nothing either. It's just human hands. And in case you're wondering too, look at this. Standard tune, E chord. C, G, F, F sharp. Just a regular old six-string guitar, right? What I want to do is I want to show you how this works, all right? The bass player of this band is my thumb right there, all right? My thumb plays bass. That's right. Now, how this works is my thumb starts playing bass. I'm going to keep it simple at first. I'm going to make it hard. Yeah, you recognize that, don't you? Yeah. It was played 20 seconds of it in a movie called The Blues Brothers. So blues bands think it's cool to play it. It's not. They're wrong. Now that's the bass part. Usually the bass player plays it on one side of the stage, kind of like this. Yeah. On the other side of the stage, there's usually some lead guitar player, and he's playing the lead part, trying to show off how cool he is playing it, right? What I'm gonna do right now, still while this thing's standard tune, still regular human hands, I'm gonna play both the bass and the lead part to the theme to Peter Gunn at the same time. Keep in mind, this is difficult, so if I screw it up, by God, give me some slack, will you? I won't screw it up. So I'll quit showing off now and get back to singing the song. This song's about my pickup truck back home. It's called Big Blue Chevy 72, and it goes like this.
Let's burn up some back roads. Drive up to the store. It just don't make up like this anymore. And the gravel roads like popcorn in a pan. On the floorboards of my big blue Chevy Cheyenne. 350 under hood.
Reverend Peyton and his big damn band, the unbridled spirit of rural America, rocking the Arboretum at WOMAD, and the audience just couldn't get enough of them.
And with all that rain pouring, they had steam rising from the trees in the Arboretum. So from the farmlands of Indiana to the dusty rural highways of Malawi, and the band with surely the most extraordinary, moving and uplifting story of the festival. The Malawi Mouse Boys earn what little they can, selling what has become a fast food delicacy along their stretch of road. Mice on sticks with a choice of roasted or boiled. While waiting for passing trade, they while away their time with the songs they know best, songs of gospel praise.
Now, as they were eager to tell the audiences, these guys had never left their own country, never sung on a stage, never used a PA before. And all credit to WOMAD for helping to make this trip of a lifetime a reality, a band and an experience that truly sums up the essence of what's special about this festival.
And here they are, accompanied by Ian Brennan, who produced their debut album, The Mouse Boys, Alfred, Nelson, Joseph and Zondiwe, who came into the Radio 3 truck to record a couple of songs and told me a little bit about themselves.
Ayasa dute baguti unalintundu okondeledwa mwauji somo hiru jamulungu anaduta mpaka nakafika utiko limene iwo anawalomjeza koma iwo arapita uko Mulungu anatuma Samueli pira ukamuuze Sauli akaononge Amaleki kumvela Mulungu ubosa
kena kaligonse
umvela
mulungu kubosa kena kaligonse
umvela
mulungu kubosa kena kaligonse
ena lelo bano mulibo Amene munaita ndido ndi mulungu Oma mulungu asana kuitaneni Anakupatsani zinthu zoti muchite Pamene mukupita kwa iye Mukaletu olapa machimo Koma inu mukupita kwa iye Musanalape machimo anu Gakale mungapite kwa iye Popeza inu yosimunalape Simungate inu kukala ndilidwa Chifugwa inu simunamvele kumvela
Kumvela mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
mulungu Kubosa kena kaligonse
kumvela
The beautiful voices of the Malawi Mouse Boys, led there by Zondiwe Kachingwe. And Joseph Nkwankwa is here to chat along with Ian Brennan, who produced their fabulous, might I say, Ian, fabulous album called He's Number One. Ian, first of all, tell me something about how you met up with these guys.
Well, my wife and I, Marilena Deli, were traveling in Malawi specifically to look for music. We were making the final visit for her father, who had lived there for decades doing charitable work. And it was quite difficult to find music there, we found. We've traveled to other countries, Rwanda, South Sudan, Algeria, in search of music. But after over 2,000 kilometers of driving, we had the good fortune of spotting Alfred by the side of the road playing guitar, and we did a U-turn and we went back, and it was one of the most magical moments and musical moments I've ever had in my life.
Joseph, what kind of music do you listen to back home?
Especially spiritual songs is my part of my life. So if I hear spiritual songs, I feel better because messages, I get something maybe to change my life or to continue what I'm doing so God can keep up loving my life.
And is this very much a part of the music of Malawi?
Sure. Nowadays, many people like to hear spiritual songs than in later days. But nowadays, it seems God has revealed himself to many people through songs. People are changing their deeds, so maybe we have got something to get.
Well, on the album cover, one of you guys is wearing an AC/DC shirt. So somewhere, somebody is listening to Full Metal.
Sure.
You would think. But in actuality, there's a big clothing recycling scene. It trickles down to the... There's an irony there. It trickles down.
In fact, the only bit of metal I've seen is that fabulous, fabulous guitar that I think it was Nelson,
yes.
Right? Nelson playing.
Yes.
It is a bit of bashed recycled metal, a bit like the T-shirt.
Yeah, well, you know, that guitar, he was reluctant to bring it because I think he felt that it wasn't sufficient. But it has charisma, and the irony, maybe sad irony and funny irony at the same time, is that that guitar would probably sell for $10,000 in Brooklyn to some hipster kid. But it has a sound all of its own, and they did a little warm-up gig last night, and I can't tell you how many people came up and took photos of that guitar afterwards, just sitting there leaning against the wall. But it's also featured in the record. There's two shots of Nelson with the guitar on the record itself.
Ian, where do you put the music that these guys do within what you've heard, you know, in Malawi?
Well, you know, Malawi is a gigantic country. I mean, we oftentimes think of these countries as being tiny, and that's just not true. The thing that is so sad is to think that the dominance that certain cities even have over entire countries, where, you know, you can have thousands of bands literally being heard from London and New York City and LA in particular, and not a single band heard outside their own country in many African countries and many other countries in the world. So this record, I think, has a tremendous amount of importance because it is the first record ever internationally released from Malawi. There's been another one since that I know of. And it's in Chichewa, which the BBC lists as the second most musical language in the world after Italian. So what better language to have a record of music from and in than Chichewa?
Well, it's been a great honor to have you guys grace our humble and tiny but very intimate studio here.
It's
backstage
good.
At Radio 3. Thanks very much. And this song that you're going to play now is Yesu.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Samala iferi dalila inu bagutandiza iferi dalila inu a Yesu iferi dalila inu a Yesu iferi dalila inu sona a Yesu iferi dalila inu a Yesu iferi dalila inu Dalila inu, zona anzimu ife di dalila inu.
Yesu, Southern African gospel from the Malawi Mouse Boys on their first ever trip out of the country. And they were so lovely in their joyful appreciation of an amazing chance to play their music on an international stage.
Yeah, Marianne, and it was just so delightful to be talking to Joseph and Ian. And Joseph was saying how much he really felt that this was just an extraordinary miracle that had happened to them. It was so sweet. So from the gospel music of Malawi to the spirituality of Hindustani classical music, Rupa Panasa is a sitar virtuoso. And for her set on the BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD, it was a very different setup from her usual classical recitals. She had the Indian oboe, the shanai, the santur, which is a zither, and vocalist Kaviraj Singh Thayala. And like Josh, the Reverend Peyton, the band was very much a family affair.
Thank you.
Rupa Pinasa from Leicester, playing the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD 2013. You're listening to Lopa Kotari and Marianne Kennedy with highlights from this year's festival here on BBC Radio 3. And remember, you can still check out the Radio 3 WOMAD blog, pictures, interviews and tweets from right across the weekend on the Radio 3 website. And you can still tweet at BBC Radio 3 with the WOMAD 13 hashtag to share your memories of the festival.
Now, a festival of contrasts, we said at the beginning of this WOMAD Highlights show, and surely this next band must be a perfect example. A young Swiss band playing classic Ethiopian hits from the 60s and 70s, with a name that doffs its cap to Monty Python's Tiger in Africa as much as it does to Haile Selassie's Imperial Guard. But the combination has found the approval of some of the genre's original stars, and when they appeared on the Radio 3 stage with guest vocalist and dancers in tow, the Arboretum audience. This is the Imperial Tiger Orchestra.
Thank you. Ramesh Malaku.
The Imperial Tiger Orchestra, Swiss Ethiopiana, here at WOMAD 2013.
And with time for just one more reminder of some of the highlights of 2013, I'll remind you too of the Radio 3 WOMAD Live blog. Check out all the memories of the weekend, including a memorable meeting for me with Lee Scratch Perry and Max Romeo. I can safely say that was a complete one-off, and I'm very glad to have done it just the same. And watching legends like Lee, like Peter Gabriel, Gilberto Gil passing through the WOMAD crowds, that's another image that'll stay with me a long time. The informality, but also the impact it had on WOMAD audiences.
You've been listening to World on 3 at WOMAD with Marianne Kennedy and me, Lopa Kotari. And with that joy in mind, let's go out with a bang and the Barcelona Party Boys, who played out the Radio 3 stage on Saturday night. Rumba Catalana, Streetwise Sound System Beginnings, and the award for the most outrageous knitted headgear of the festival. And that takes some doing at a festival like WOMAD. Here they are, La Pegatina.
Well, this song is included in our fourth album, Eureka, and we're also celebrating these 10 years old of the band. 10 years, 700 concerts in with England. I think it's 17 countries, and this song is about a girl that used to be our friend. Now she's not. And we sing this song for her. And you have to do some palmas with us.
Olivia salió del infierno para venirme a buscar. No la paró el respeto ni tampoco la dignidad. Mareaba la perdiz para que no me la comiera. Siempre fue la más pirata del lugar. Te gusta llamar alma a tiempo. Si tú me llamas yo vengo. Porque las malas cosas se pegan, ¿no? Y no escapan de ser como son. Que aproveche esa mala leche de tu interior. Oh, 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 éramos tú y yo, Olivia, bailando de sol a sol. junto para la explosión. Tú y yo, Bolivia, bailando de sol a sol. Con volcanes de ideas en erupción. Como las gatas que arañan sin compasión, fría la sangre fría, más frío su corazón. Muy mala intención y de malas hierbas, voy dejando la que hierba para alejarme de ella. Éramos tú y yo, Bolivia, bailando de sol a sol. Dos volcanes de ideas a punto para la explosión. Tú y yo, Bolivia, bailando de sol a sol. Dos volcanes de ideas.
Welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young. We're off to Warsaw tonight for a concert from the 2012 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival. Franz Bruggen and the Orchestra of the 18th Century were on the stage, and true to form, they played 18th century music, a part that is from a nod towards the festival itself, with a Chopin piano concerto. Pianist Yuliana Avdyeyeva also chose a couple of encores by Chopin, which of course made her plenty of friends. Bach was their choice of curtain raiser, an arrangement of the magnificent six-part Richikar from his musical offering, the collection he put together after King Frederick II gave him the theme he based it on.
Thank you.
The six-part Richard Carr from Bar.